This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a powerful series titled The Determinants, Things That Determine the Outcome of Your Life. Yesterday, he spoke about the natural seasons of life and how we must recognize and respond to them. Today, he speaks about spiritual seasons. Let's join in.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 is our key scripture. We have been sharing on the determinants, which is things that determine our lives or influence our lives. Always remember, the fact that it is not convenient does not mean you will receive special exemption. No, it's the same standard for everybody. There's a season when God will bless you financially, but in that season, you may not be ready to do that kind of work. Because maybe in that season, what you are supposed to study, now you are feeling lazy. And the Lord wants you to study that thing and bless you tremendously. But if it's your season, it's your season. So I want to advise you, don't do things out of convenience. Otherwise, things will happen to you slowly. Do things based on the season. When it's favorable. Favorable, but inconvenient. But you still do it. And that's how you move ahead. That's why some people are swift, but still they lose the race. Hallelujah. Number three, chance. Chance means opportunity. Opportunity. Somebody said, I had a knock at my door. Knock, knock. I said, who is that? He said, opportunity. Then I said, it can't be. He said, why? He said, opportunity knocks but once. Any opportunity that you have in life, take it as your last opportunity. Because it may be. It may well be. But there's always the assumption that there are more coming. It may be, it may not be. Because sometimes you may have just one opportunity the whole of your lifetime. Some people may have 100, but you may have just one. After that one, that's it. Personally, I don't take opportunities for granted at all. I always assume that this is the last one. I always make that assumption that this opportunity is the last. So Solomon said, they're swift. Sometimes they lose the race. Sometimes wise people, they become poor, learned people. Why? Because they don't take their chances or their opportunities. That's why. Opportunities always open up when you are not ready. Before you realize it's an opportunity. When somebody makes you an offer, which is unusual, since you were born, you've never heard such a thing before, or it's abnormal, know that you are looking at an opportunity. First time I bought a car in my life, I was driving with the prophet, Bishop Dag, in his car. Years ago, I was a student in the university. And as we were going, he asked me a question. Kakra, do you want a car? I said, yes, I would like a car very much. He said, do you want to buy my car? I said, I want to buy your car, but I don't have money. Then he said, I will reduce the price and give you about 2 years to pay for the car. Since I was born, nobody had said that thing to me before. That I'm going to give you 2 years to pay for the car and reduce the price of the car. I didn't have any money. Zero. But immediately, I knew in my spirit that God had opened a door. From that day to today, I've not had such an opportunity again. Opportunities are mixed with ordinary life. So if you are not careful, you will miss it. Somebody gives you an unusual offer. A door. It's never happened to you before. You've never heard about it before. You must recognize that the Holy Spirit is trying to help you. It's an opportunity. Sometimes somebody says, I will marry you. Look, it's an opportunity. Because more people will say, oh, let's go out. Let's go out. Let's go out. Very few people use that word, even marry. All the boys you have met, they always say, oh, let's go out. Oh, let's go for drinks. Oh, we are just, you know, we are friends. We are looking into things. Then one person uses the word marry. Listen, it's an opportunity. Makasata kabusha. One day I made somebody an offer. The person was unemployed. I said, I'm going to help you. This is what I'm going to do for you. And the help I was giving him, it was worth maybe about 100,000 Ghana cedis. Help. That's the value. He said to me, I'm going to think about it. I didn't say anything again. I could sense in my spirit that this person has lost an opportunity. He couldn't even recognize it. How many people will give you help up to that level? Are you understanding me? Somebody gives you a job. You say, oh, you won't take it. You mean, I don't have any job. You won't take it. It is better to be employed, even earning nothing, than to be sitting at home unemployed. Because in all labor, there is profit. Yeah. There was a guy here once, he said he was looking for a job. I said to him, I can help you get a job. He said, what job is that? I said, it's going to be a marketing job. He said, oh, I don't like marketing. I said, take it. That's the only door that is open. Take it. It is not in your place to determine what you like. At a certain point, you can only accept what is on the table. Because you don't have any alternative. Wait, they have alternative. You can come and tell me what you don't like. So this guy took the marketing job. They were paying on commission. And I encouraged him. I said, keep on doing it. And he did it very well. So he told me one day, his boss came to tell him that he has a friend. And the friend has a company. And the friend is looking for a manager for the company. To manage the whole company. And the boss told him that I have recommended you as the next manager. So he moved from there to become the manager of the company. Opportunity. So sometimes, the opportunity may look very small. But let me tell you something. Take it. Because a lot of people, Solomon said, have been last in the race. Brilliant in school. But they have only one problem. The little opportunities that opened, they didn't take it. Whatever thing that will take you one step further than where you are, is an opportunity. Even if it's a single step, it is still an opportunity. One is always better than zero. So as I close, let's take the opportunity to serve God. In this church, we encourage you to do something for the Lord. A time is coming, you may not have the opportunity again. It will be gone. So even serving the Lord, there are chances. So you may be brilliant. You may be wise, first class. But you can see somebody who had third class overtake you in life. Very simple. The person has mastered the art of taking opportunities. And you have a sense of entitlement that because you have first class, you are entitled to the very best job in the world. You are deceived. In the real world, nobody asks you what did you get. They just ask you what is your qualification. And they are looking for performance. That's what counts.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that in order to respond appropriately to seasons, we must not do things based on convenience. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Is that, dear Pastor, I've been meaning to get in touch with you. I kept on postponing, and this morning, a passage about 10 lepers that Jesus healed came into my mind, and I knew I had to write as soon as possible and share my testimony. It's been a little over a year now since I first contacted you, and my life has turned around tremendously. Even if you look at my profile page on my Facebook, it speaks a lot, because that one alone has changed. Tomorrow is exactly a year ago since you prayed for me and pronounced me to be happily married by this time next year. For some reason, after your prayer, I felt at peace and slept soundly for the first time. It was a Friday. I went to work that morning, and a friend who I hadn't met before and lives in Ghana started chatting with me. It turned out he was in the UK for a conference and was coming to meet a friend of mine the next day. He wanted to meet me, so I invited him to a wedding in my church. At the reception, they called the single ladies to go and catch the bouquet. I didn't want to go because I felt the belief attached to the practice isn't valid. Plus, I had never caught one before. I mentioned this to those seated on our table, and one young girl, about 16 years, said to me, "You never know, this may be the day you catch her." Look, as someone said, today may be the day you catch her. You never know. You are walking with God. You never know. It may be today. 60-year-old girl. So I reluctantly got up and went to stand there uninterested. But the bouquet felt right in front of me. And I picked it up. Apparently, my friend was also praying that I'll catch it, so he can use it as a reference point to strike a conversation on that subject. You know, the guy didn't even know that she was single, but when she went to catch the bouquet, the guy said, "Oh, this is that single." To cut a long story short, he expressed his interest. And by the end of the year, we started making arrangements to see my parents to marry me. Wow. He has everything I prayed for in a husband. He loves the Lord, and in fact, he loves the ministry as well. To the glory of God, we got married on 13th of September. I just wanted to share this testimony with you to let you know that when I contacted you about a year ago, it was in pain. Now I'm contacting you with joy. Wow. Oh. The Lord has favored me, and I will continue to bless His holy name.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakrabaden, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting "order energy drink" in the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon Kindle or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 2075752 15. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.